Dramatic changes in human life support systems took place in the modern world over the last 500 years. Human populations during this time period reached unprecedented sizes and growth rates. Global migrations introduced exotic plants, animals, diseases, technologies, and cultural beliefs throughout the world. The Industrial Revolution and its aftermath transformed ecosystems on an unparalleled scale and intensity. Urban places exploded in number and size during the period. And large-scale social systems emerged that were tied together by networks of economic exchange, production, and communication. Such world systems effectively correlated or linked together local and regional ecosystems on a global scale. Archaeology is capable of using the physical remains of these historically recent experiments in human life support to help us better plan for sustainable development in the future. Archaeological models of their fate serve to bridge the gap between the present and the more ancient past. Archaeological studies of global migration in the modern world offer numerous examples of such models. In one exceptionally good and well-known case, for example, University of California archaeologist Patrick Kirch used archaeological data to document the history of human life support systems in the Anahulu Valley on the Hawaiian island of Oahu. The story begins before the modern world in about the 3rd century AD with the discovery of the Hawaiian Islands by seafaring Polynesians. They introduced exotic plants and animals and developed a life support system based upon irrigation taro farming. It rapidly transformed the pristine mesic forest of the valley into, as he describes it, a mosaic of gardens and second-growth vegetation. In 1778, however, Captain James Cook's voyage brought the modern world to Hawaii. The Europeans introduced new plants and animals and other life support systems such as ranching that brought about another major episode of environmental change. Beginning in the 1830s and 1840s, for example, cattle herds under the protection of chiefs collaborating with ranchers, deforested large areas of the valley. Cattle ranching dramatically changed hydrologic patterns and forced traditional Polynesian farmers to build stone enclosures around their fields. Sugar plantations built in the late 19th and early 20th centuries further changed hydrologic patterns by diverting water from the river in the valley to the sugarcane fields in the tablelands. The life support system brought earlier to the islands by the seafaring Polynesians disappeared forever. Archaeological studies of cities provide other models of modern world experiments in human life support systems. Population growth and large-scale social systems in the modern world often took the form of urbanism. Most urban places served as geographical centers of large-scale, often global, distribution networks or industrial production, or both. The expansion of urbanism in the modern world continued the practice found in some ancient civilizations for city dwellers to be dependent upon other places for life support resources. Archaeological studies of cities in the American Northeast, for example, such as Boston, New York, and Providence, found that the earliest city dwellers maintained urban household gardens for food production. The later growth and development of these cities, however, resulted in the movement of domestic residences to the suburban fringes, where formal yards replaced household gardens. City dwellers abandoned food production entirely and depended instead on imports from other places. Archaeological studies of industry offer perhaps the most dramatic models of modern world experiments in human life support systems. Industrial technologies often transformed local and regional ecosystems and landscapes in dramatic ways. Historian Dwayne Smith, for example, in his book Mining America, notes that toxic fumes from the 19th century iron and copper smelting industry in Ducktown, Tennessee, killed the vegetation and made the soil barren for miles around. The resiliency of ecosystems to such devastation depends a lot on the characteristics of their components. an ongoing study of the rate at which desert plants recolonize landscapes in Death Valley National Park in Southern California, left barren by industrial mining of metals in the early 20th century, for example, found that the age of soils played the key role. In this case, native plants returned to industrial landscapes with loose young soils much more rapidly than they did to places with compacted ancient soils. The archaeological record of each industrial landscape is, in effect, a case study of the sensitivity of geographical places as a habitat for human occupation. Chris Scarr's remarks in the first commentary of this series about the fragility of the life support systems underlying early civilizations apply equally well to the modern world. Certainly, the archaeological record points to the susceptibility of human life support systems in the modern world to the unexpected. Consider, for example, an ongoing archaeological study of the site of the first permanent English colony in America on Jamestown Island. Bald cypress trees on the island contain evidence of a severe 7-year drought between 1606 and 1612. The drought played the key role in the early difficulties of the settlement and nearly caused its failure. In addition to food shortages, which intensified hostility toward the colony by indigenous Americans on the island, the drought brought about poor water quality and insect-borne diseases. The archaeological study of the modern world, then, helps us to document and understand the responses of increasingly fragile human life support systems to environmental and social changes in the recent past.